Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's Tuesday night. Oh my gosh, I am in Wednesday. I am so excited. Everyone knows how excited I am. You know, okay, my voice a little. Yeah, that was due to the Seahawks losing last night. Yeah, I was sort of yelling at my TV and believe me, you guys don't want to know what I was saying. But, okay, so, you guys, we have the dreamiest, the most handsome, the most great actor of our time, the most legendary actor who, for once, I'm happy to see him in such a powerful storyline. And if he doesn't win the Emmy, I'm going in California, and I'm talking to the Emmy people, and if he doesn't get nominated, I'm doing the same thing. Okay, you guys, let's welcome James Bennett. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Well, good, no, I'm serious. I am serious. Oh, thank you.
Well, how are things with you? I'm very sorry about the Seahawks. I think that play just before halftime was a little bizarre, but
I know. I know, and yeah, it was. And Maggie, my other host, said, "James coming on Tuesday, right?" And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "Well, Monday night the Seahawks playing." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well." It was, I mean, yeah, the last night's game was just, you know, I really thought they were going to pull it out. We were at home, and, well, we didn't, but, you know, I know we will get to the playoffs, but it was just hard for a Monday night because we haven't lost on a Monday night since 2012.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know my football. But
yeah, no
as
kidding.
I was saying, go on.
No, I was just saying I'm with you. I thought they were going to take it as well, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, well, yeah. I just want to say you are doing, I mean, you've always bought it. You've always have been the guy for me that just makes me cry. And I should be mad at you, but I'm not. But last week, I know you were 6 months ahead. But all
yes,
I got to say was, seemed, wow. I just, those scenes that you did last week with Billy, who played sad, you know, everyone. And Abe is so wow. Abe is this. You know, beside himself, devastated. And
absolutely.
And for the views, the one thing that they couldn't take was, you know, having, you know, a lot of the views felt like, okay, you know, a couple of people feel like this was ripped from the headlines a little. I don't know if you've heard of that from, you know, your views that people did feel like a little. It was kind of ripped from the headline with Trayvon Martin and all that. Did you think that when you opened the script and saw this?
No, I think it's a very important story, and it's absolutely ripped from the headlines, and it's reflective of what's going on in our society, and it's a very important story, and it's a story that affects everybody. And I think that's the wonderful thing that Ron has done with this, because you're going to see almost everybody in Salem will be touched by this as as people are. When these shootings occur of young men, young black men, and people are touched by it all over. You're going to see that played out in the most lovely, touching way. I think I think the audience is going to be extraordinarily, I think their minds are going to be open, but they're also going to be very, very touched, very human. And, you know, it's affecting people that all of you have.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for the callers who've gone through so much with the death, you know, losing Lexi, the way you and Theo did, and then you have this, and I'm like, I'm not kidding. I'm like, okay, are you trying to have Abe in a mental institution after all this? Because how much can one person take? And, you know, because I just thought, when I heard it a couple of, a month ago, like, oh, they are doing this. I'm like, no, they are not. They can't do this in my Abe. So basically, I was wrong. But I just, you know, you're right. It's touching almost every character in Salem. You know,
And I think I think what the story does that's so important, makes the story so important, that you said some people are upset about it, which they shouldn't be, because this is reality and this is what happens, and we present reality a lot on the show. You know, we present it in a very entertaining way, in a very thought provoking way, and in a very emotional way. And, you know, if you go back to Maggie's illness and Theo's autism, and the list goes on of things that we address. And the matter of the idea of prejudice and bigotry in this country is something that has to be addressed. And it's done in a way that we understand that all of these people are touched by it, and they all examine their own feelings, and it's very human. It's a very human story, and it's told in such a wonderful human way. And you know, so later on, a few weeks down the road, as we move through this story, I think a lot of people are going to say, "Oh my goodness, that really made me think," and that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, just seeing how all of this is playing out right now, and, you know, I mean, everyone, like you said, is going to be affected. But when you have those scenes with Melissa Weaves and, you know, the Houghtons, I mean, I always tell people that really you are Houghton and Brady through and through. And, you know, in this, and I mean, I was crying and I was screaming on my TV again, saying, "Hey, don't be mad at Zenifo, don't be mad at Zay-Zay," you know?
When parents lose a child in that way, and in other situations, in other ways, and I think one of the things that makes this story special is people become irrational. They become wrapped up in their own grief and their own guilt, their own sadness. Those scenes with Missy were very, very difficult. And one of the wonderful things that everybody should know is that the actors on this show, everybody on the show, actually, producers, actors, writers, obviously the writers were invested, the directors were so invested in this story. Everybody was so happy and proud to be part of this story. And that scene with Missy was hard, because Missy and I have been friends since she was 14 years old. So that's when she now has grown children of her own. And so, you know, and we both embraced that scene. We both really embraced that scene, because that's the only way it can work, if both people are completely committed to it. And so we both left that scene very pleased that we felt we got to a place where we needed to. And it's wonderful doing these scenes with people like Missy that you love and you trust, and it's wonderful to work with them.
Well, yeah, and you know, for me, watching it last week, you know, because it's like you said, every character is involved, and what I was really happy with Abe was, yeah, at first you didn't like the idea of Claire and Theo dating, you know, because,
right.
Yeah, she can be a little crazy and flighty.
Yeah, a little nuts. Claire can be a little out of control.
Yeah, but what I loved about what Abe did was tell Kayla, you know, it's your literally only family that can go back there. And for you,
yeah.
You know, you would say,
yeah.
You know, Theo probably needs to see her too. And I just
yep.
thought that was really a good part of the storyline because, you know, like, it was just, like, it was weird how one moment everyone was dancing as Lonnie's birthday. Everyone was having a good time. You and Valerie,
yeah.
which I'm on board with you and Valerie now, so I thought I would tell you that. But, yeah, but when you guys were so happy, you and Valerie, and you were hanging out with Doug and Zilly, and then 5 minutes later, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
And I think that's what life is. Like, you can have, like, a perfect moment, and then suddenly something happens. I thought that was really well done, that, you know, it showed what real life would do. You know, everyone's happy. You know, it's a really great day, and then it's not. And I just think that was the best way to approach it by,
yeah.
you know, having him. Yeah.
Ron has done a wonderful job, I think, in structuring this story and bringing it to us. And, he's written well for Abe since he's been the head writer on the show. And I think this story was really structured really, really well. And yes, this moment of joy and peace, Lonnie's birthday and Valerie and Abe, enjoying themselves with Doug and Julie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then suddenly that peacefulness is shattered and
yeah.
we embark on this long journey of sadness and desperation.
Well, yeah, and by the way, I know you think this was the Demers at play. Well, really, it's Kate at play. So for once in Andre's little life, he's not doing something bad. But I would have been okay for Andre to be framed up for this. I mean, he's done
yeah.
so much. Yeah, he's done so much. Why? Just make
well,
it believe that he did.
Well, there's a lot of story to be told yet, so I'm not gonna spoil
it. I know, you can't. You can't with
story to be told.
Yeah, I had Wally Cruz on the other day, and a month ago for my 8th year anniversary, and
yes,
congratulations. Yeah.
By the way,
thank you.
I was surprised you called, but unfortunately, that was a day that we were we had some other obligations, but I wanted to give you my congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had him on, and you know, I was saying to him that I would love to see the Dustin Abe friendship, you know, more of that, because I just feel like, you know, Abe has woman, both, you know, kind of dead, you know, and I mean, you have Steve, but I think you
right.
need a couple more guys right now, because you really
I
don't have it.
Yeah.
And
no, like
Abe needs friends.
I think that would be wonderful. I think Abe and Justin would have would be a natural as friends. And you're going to see a little more of that in the future. You're going to see Abe and with some of the people you would expect. affect Roman and Steve and John. And so mm-hmm. as we go forth, you see more of that.
Well, and like a lot of people were Twittering me and DMing me and goes, why isn't John and Marlena at the hospital with AIDS through this? And I go, hello, Will's back from the dead. You know, they are kind of tied up for the moment doing that. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure they will reach out. But, you know, because why now Days of a Life have two major storylines going on, you know, two
yeah.
of the, you know, I mean, Will coming back from the dead. And for me, and I've been meaning to ask you this, what you thought. Okay, you know, Stefano had 9 lives. Okay,
uh-huh.
but okay, all these other people might be coming back from the dead. And for me, the only time that, you know, it sort of worked when everyone, you know, got on the island, a bunch of people were fired. I thought maybe you were fired, but I wasn't sure. At that point of, you know, when Marlena, you know, was killing everyone in town. And,
right, yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that story was so plausible of everyone coming back. But how did you feel about people coming back from the dead in Salem?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was a little while ago. But I understood the story. I knew... I knew the value of the story because if you look at the 10 people who were killed, they were
mm-hmm.
all people who were pretty important to Days of Our Lives and pretty important to Salem. And, you know, it succeeded in what it was trying to do. A lot of new viewers came to the show. A lot of old viewers came back to see what was going. It was very difficult. It was very difficult on all of us because all of us, as far as we knew, we were gone. And so it was difficult on everybody. You know, you're leaving a home that you felt would be your home for quite some time, and it was a challenging time for the show.
Well, yeah, and now that you know God rest his soul, the played Stefano. When I heard he passed away, the first thought I
yep.
had was you. Was you. I mean, you guys, you know, you guys went at it a lot, you know, when he was on the show. But, you know, I just thought for you and the rest of the show, too, to lose him. And it wasn't like
yeah.
you lost him. You know, because, you know, he retired. Oh, he wanted to do other things. No, you guys lost him because he passed away. And I just,
yeah.
I just, for me, in the views, they didn't understand, like, you know, he came back for a moment and then he was gone. And a lot of the views
yeah.
didn't understand that he was so sick. Like, a lot of the
yeah.
views, like, wait, you know, and what did you think of knowing that, you know, he was gone, but the Stefano DeMille was end of the biggest era in daytime?
Oh, no, I completely agree. And one of the top, I think, 5 villains in the history of television, nighttime and daytime, but... It's, you know, the viewers should always know that with favorites, with old favorites,
mm-hmm.
especially, you don't see them. It's usually something that's not a decision of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everybody's on the island, that was a decision that was very clear, but that doesn't happen very often. Usually it's something that's sort of out of the control of the actor, out of control of the show. Somebody may be ill, something else may be going on, and once again, I felt Joe would have with his last show. It was done very well. It was done very sensitively. It encapsulated the mystique of Stefano. You know, the fact that the guard suddenly goes there after all these scenes with all these people that go to visit him. You know, threaten him once again. My only disappointment is that Abe was not one of them. That's my only disappointment. But
I know.
But then at the end, the guard goes to look for him, Stefano's nowhere to be found, and that's very much that's right in the Stefano mystique. So
exactly.
I think fans should take some comfort in the fact that I personally don't think Stefano's gone anywhere. I think we'll learn that he's behind
something.
At some point. He's out there, he's still doing his stuff.
Well, yeah, and for you, for Abe, I think for the last 5-6 years, the hardest part for Abe, I think, knowing that the Demers killed his wife, okay, Stefano, kind of didn't know, Lexi was in the basement as long as he did, but it was kind of
right.
Andre. And so I personally wouldn't mind seeing you deck, Andre. I told this to Teo when he was on about a year ago. I go, you know what? The way Andre is playing right now, I said you should be scared because between Abe, Zahn, Roman, Steve, all four of us would like to be, the crap out of you. And he agreed. He agreed with me that, he'd done some horrible stuff. And, I'm trying to forgive Andre, but it's not happening yet. But what I wanted to say, because Maggie is not feeling well tonight, so she won't be on. So she wanted me to tell you. I know.
Well, give me my best to get well.
Yeah. She wanted me to tell you when a couple of months ago when Abe, it looked like Abe was on the take with the Zooey heist and all of this. Okay, so it happened on a Wednesday, Thursday, but we didn't see the, stuff until Monday. Maggie called me screaming in my ear, this is, Abe didn't do this. Oh, Abe did not do this. He's being set up. And I had to calm her down. And I go, we have the evidence is really bad by now. And he goes, nope, either he's being set up or, they are playing Wayne's, they are trying to get Wayne's, out from hiding to know, the Wayne's way.
Right.
What, and the thing she thought, because Aaron Spears, who played Wayne was on here the other night. And I go,
okay.
He knew where this was coming. I go, Aaron, I love you, but you know what? You playing Wayne's and you did what you did to this whole town. And my favorite line that you said all through that time when you were in jail, you said, Wayne wanted, the corrupt Brady's to get out because they were so corrupt. And look at him. And that line was perfect because it was the truth, how it was, spelled out. And would you worry, when you saw the script, that, they were going to arrest Abe and all this, but you knew about it. What did you feel? Because, you got mad at Hope, Rape, everyone. You got so mad. But we haven't seen Abe mad like that in so long. So, you just finally let it, fly. And please tell Valerie, because at first I didn't know if you guys could, be a couple. I really doubted it because, Abe's heart will always be Lexi. But
oh, absolutely.
I'm loving Abe and Valerie together. So
oh, great.
What for Abe? Is Abe happy that he finally has someone?
Oh,
maybe
and
share the rest of his life with.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. You know, time will tell on that. But Abe's very happy, you know, it's good to have somebody that you care about and somebody who's around and somebody who's understanding and loving. So Abe is very happy to have that person with him. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy as an actor to have somebody talented as Vanessa is playing that role. You know, she's a combination of a lot of different things. One is extraordinarily talented, very, very, very professional, and just has a tremendous heart and a great spirit. I mean, her spirit is just really, really fantastic. And so I feel very wonderful about that. I've been really fortunate over the course of my career, actually, both on Days and on other shows that I have done, to have worked with extremely good people and people that have a tremendous spirit and people who are kind and giving, not only when it comes to work, and that's very important that actors be able to work with each other and be kind to each other, and the characters feed off of each other, but also as the offstage, which is very important too, because you spend a lot of time together. You're running lines, you're talking about scenes, you're talking about characters, you're doing all of that. So I feel very, very fortunate to have Vanessa there, and I am very hopeful that this is the beginning of a long, long partnership. So hopefully the fans like
too.
It. Enjoy. Let the producers at the show know that.
Well, yeah, and that's what I tell people. But the one thing I kind of laughed at last week was when Valerie was going to go do the operation on Theo, and I'm screaming at my TV. And I'm like, wait a moment, you cannot do this. You're too close to the family. In real life, it would never happen. And I'm like screaming at this.
We've been things sometimes. Little things get a little bent and a little different for the status of the story. You know, when Daniel operated on Jennifer's heart.
Yes.
I think he was using kitchen utensils, as I remember. So, we sometimes will bend things a little bit for the sake of the story. But, yeah, that would probably be a little dicey, except, you know, in an emergency situation. But he is the resident heart surgeon, so there you go.
Well, you know, but I just kind of laughed at it because, and then I thought about it. I'm like, wait, Kayla cannot go in there either. You know, I mean, all these people care about Abe and Theo. And I'm like counting on my fingers. I'm like, okay, this person can't do anything. So, yeah, but, I mean, Dave is known for that. And, you know, if I use logic every time with Days of Our Life, yeah, then I will probably say how crappy, you know, one storyline is the other. By the way, do you know that when you were on Different Strokes, which I've seen the episode like 1,000 times, and you played two characters.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm being funny, but now
two characters in it. Yeah, that used to be. In fact, it was 2 years in a row. I did that show. Both were two part shows, I believe that I did. I love doing that show. It was great fun. Conrad Bain was wonderful. We actually got to know each other fairly well. When I did that show. I love that. So that was very nice. I did it 1 year, and then they asked me back to do another character another year. So that's a very nice thing.
Well, yeah. So I don't remember who was on this, but they were telling me about some. So they did in the 70s or 80s, and they told me they got They opened the mail the other day and they got like a penny from like a old, I don't know what it was, but it was like Little House or something, and they got 1 cent mail to them.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. You get those checks all the time. You get checks for. I've gotten checks for a penny. I've gotten them for 5 cents and 10 cents and 30 cents and. Yeah, you get those eventually. Eventually, you know, the residuals are on a graduating scale. If you remember, or if the Days fans remember Joe Gallison,
mm-hmm.
who was Joe, you know, played Dr.
Yeah.
Neil Curtis on Days for years, and we miss him as well on the show. I think he lives in North Carolina now, but Joe was part owner of a bar called Residuals. Over in Studio City, I think. So the idea of the bar was that you could go in there with your residual check if it was for under a dollar, and you get a free beer. So the whole place was just papered with residual checks from a lot of actors, a lot of very well-known actors as well. All of us had gotten residual checks for under a dollar, but that still happens. So you still get those checks. It probably costs more to. I deposit them. I put them in my account. I figure I earn this money. So if it's a nickel, I still put it in the account.
Oh yeah, now I know who said that to me. Zay Eddie Peck, who you know was on YNL, Zay Eddie and I. Really good friends. He's my guardian angel of this show. Whenever I feel like, you know, because it's so hard. Sometimes now you have to go through PR people, and it's a pain in the butt to do. With people don't realize like all my fans are like, okay, get this person on and this person, and I'm like, okay, if you never hear back from the PR people, what are you supposed to do? And I got mad one day, and I texted him. He goes, breathe. But, yeah, I mean, it's harder than everyone, you know, knows now. But I just want to say on a personal note, UTV son, Kristoff, my heart is still breaking for him because he's my TV husband, and he knows it. And he couldn't come on my 8th year anniversary, but now I know why, because usually he gets back to me saying he will be here, don't worry, but I didn't hear a thing from him. And I thought that was so weird, and I had Zay Eddie on the anniversary, so but not at the same time. And I said to Zay Eddie that night, something's wrong. Something is wrong with Kristoff. I don't know, something for me failed it. And then 2 weeks later, you know, we find out what. But I just have to ask you, what made me mad? What TMZ going with a story that was more dramatic than it was? And I got angry. How did you feel about that? Because I was
I didn't see the TMZ story, but I do think one of the things that people have to understand about people in the public eye, and that's all of us, whether you're an actor or an athlete or a politician, is that we don't. If you're not in the public eye, you actually have a little bit of a benefit because your life is your life. And when you're in the public eye, the most minor thing becomes a story, and so your life is lived out there for other people to examine and unfortunately too often tear apart. These are things that most people get to go through privately. They get to go through with their family
mm-hmm.
and their friends, and that's a big part of the healing process, is just having that. The public can be pretty cruel. at times. I think everybody in the public eye have experienced people being nasty, because in some ways they look at you as property.
Yeah.
So you know, it is the price that we pay, and if we're successful enough that people are somewhat interested in our private lives, it is the price we pay. But it can be unfortunate quite often, and I think the public there should be a little understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody has to feel that bad for all of us, because we've all had a lot of highs, but something like this, you know, Christoph is a wonderful guy. You know that he's done on Generations, and I just adore him. He's always gracious. He's always friendly. He's thoughtful. He's just a fantastic person, and I just wish him peace, and I think he will find it.
Well, yeah, but what, like I told Maggie, like that's coming out Sunday morning, and this happened on a Wednesday and Thursday night. What I got mad is, wait a moment. No one is in the studio. No one can say if this is true or not true. And that's, you know, I kind of went on a two-day tirade for an hour. But what I was going to say to you, I didn't understand why Christoph was getting, you know, treated with everyone, like, was he him well? And then I stood back from him for a minute, and I'm like, well, everyone who's in the business, you know, probably wants to, you know, him to get better and not treat this. But what I loved about you, you were one of the first people I saw, you know, that treated it, you know, get well. And
yeah.
I was so happy. You know, I mean, I knew you would do it, but it helped a lot. It kind of helped me more, too, that someone was out there and, you know, in daytime and understanding what Christoph is going through at this moment.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I mean, I wanted to, like, damn you like crazy that, because you did the right thing and everything in the way, like you said, the way the media is right now. You know, I mean, there's 200 stations. There is a 24-hour news cycle, and it's different now.
There's such absolutely. You know, we have the 24-hour news cycle. We have the internet, that time has to be filled. And you know, there's a lot of good, legitimate news. There are wonderful, wonderful news organizations and wonderful reporters, but you know, things like TMZ, that they trade on gossip, and they trade on, that's what they trade on, that's what they do. I don't even think they pretend to really deal in hard news. They deal in sensationalism and gossip, and that's fine. Everybody likes a little gossip and sensationalism, but the public shouldn't be confused. The public should needs to understand that that everything you hear that deals with the personality and private lives of well-known people is not necessarily the way it is. And even if it is the way it is,
well, yeah,
everybody's a human being, and everybody deserves a little compassion.
Well, yeah, and yes, I'm going to bring the boys on, and then you and I will talk for the last 5 minutes, because I want to introduce you to the game, and you are the perfect guy to do it. So I'm going to bring on, I bring on David or Bobby first. See, I do this to play with their mind a lot, because I can get away with it, but okay. David, you're on the air.
James, how you doing?
Hey, David, how you doing?
Okay, now I've been a fan of Big Bad for 33 years, going on now.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Well, thank you.
I'm really enjoying daylight, but I never laughed so hard with Susan Banks. I'm enjoying the thrill right now, incredibly.
Oh,
I've been laughing so hard.
Well, that's obviously what we're hoping is that people really, really enjoying the show now, and I think the show is just really bubbling along at the moment.
I agree. What is Allison Sweeney like work with Sammy?
Oh, Allie's a sweetheart. I was talking a little bit earlier about knowing Jennifer since she was a teenager. And Jennifer actually babysat my son when she was a teenager. So that's
wow.
That's we've known each other. But the same thing with Allie. I've known her since she was a teenager. I mean, they were both about the same age when they came on the show.
Yeah.
I think they were both around 15 years old or something like that. And Jennifer preceded her by several years. But she's wonderful. She's a lovely actress. She's a lovely person. We've been friends. We not only work together, but we've been friends. And, I think we both enjoy talking to each other. We like sports. We like reading and all of those things. So she's a favorite of mine. So every time she's back, and I'm glad she's back right now, I'm very happy.
Yeah, I love Allison, too. Yeah, she's great. Also, you want Family Feud, too. Right, yeah, you did Family Feud episode one time. I remember you all of Family Feud.
That's what? I'm sorry, I missed you.
You know, you all Family Feud.
When you were on Family Feud, he loved it.
Oh, Family
Feud. Why, David?
Yeah. We were on Family Feud. You know, sometimes I forget. There's been a lot of stuff over the years. That's right. We used to do a lot of game shows. In fact, I remember, and this is always a little frustrating for me, speaking of Allison Sweeney, we were both on, I can't remember the name of that show, not that many years ago, The Weakest Link. And I lost
the last minute
because I left the prefix off of a word. The answer was the movie Unforgiven, and I said The Forgiven, and That just irked me no end, but we used to do back in the 80s, we did in the early 90s a lot of game shows. And I'm a game show fan, so that was fun.
Me too. I agree. Well, you're doing awesome job on days. You really are. I'm a big fan.
So, well, keep watching us because there's a lot come. Believe me, one of the there's some disadvantages to being so far ahead on story because there's a lot I can't tell you and can't even hint at that's going to happen.
I know.
But one of the advantages is that I can honestly tell you there's going to be a lot of good stuff.
I can't wait. I'm watching. Trust me, I'm watching every day.
We all okay, David. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring on though Bobby.
Good talking to you.
Bobby and I toast to each other all the time. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, James. First
hey,
off, James.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine tonight. How about you?
Oh, great.
First off, James, I think Carly at the top of the program when she brought you on probably stole most of my thunder about this storyline because I told Sal the other day when I wrote to her and sent her a Christmas card that But the only problem I have with it is just hit too close to home after what happened with Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown
absolutely.
And with
yeah.
Black Lives Matter
yeah.
in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But as I said to finish out my letter, that Casey is doing a great job in handling it, and I'm glad the writers are handling this too.
Isn't he doing a wonderful job? I have. I just enjoyed working with Casey so much in this, and I've got to tell you that he is so thoughtful and so prepared and just gives his all every scene. He's just a joy joy to work with. He's a joyous person. I've enjoyed knowing him over the last few years. But, you know, that's what I said earlier, that the entire cast, all the people around Days of Our Lives, producers, writers, cast, directors, everybody, has so bought into this story and feel the importance of this story. And Casey's just marvelous.
Right, right. And like I was telling Sal, I'm glad that he's handling the story well, and I'm glad the writers are handling the story well, because some people thought it went a little too far. I didn't have anything except for what I just said to her the other day, which I just told you. But I'm just glad that because I would expect this from a Law and Order episode, not from Days or any other four soaps, as far as this whole cop shooting some innocent person with a hoodie. And I'm expecting this from a Law and Order or a Chicago Hope show.
Well, you know, Days of Our Lives, as I said earlier, Days of Our Lives has tackled important issues. I don't think any show that had a gay wedding before Days of Our Lives did.
I think All My Children had a gay wedding with Tamron Brown, who's back on GH, and Eden Regal. But that was the only one I can think
for
of.
For women.
For women.
Yeah, two men.
We almost saw the same thing with a double wedding with Paul and Sonny. But we saw what happened there. Only Abigail and Chad got married.
Well, nobody ever completes a wedding on Days of Our Lives. At least you got half a wedding on that.
Yeah. I would expect this from Sammy, not from Paul or Sonny. I would expect this from Sammy, but Allison Sweeney is not on the show. She's committed to Hallmark Channel movies and other stuff. So we can't bring her back as a regular unless she's like Eileen Davidson, where she can do three shows at once, or Lisa Rinna, where she can do four shows at once. And I know Lisa's coming back, and I know Eileen is coming back as Kristen soon.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to. So I just know I have to just give them a shout out.
Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, anytime there's a formal wedding, Days of Our Lives, you can almost be sure that it won't completely happen. If people get married in front of a justice of peace or something, then that's a different story.
Yeah. But hopefully I can get back into it. I haven't got a chance to watch the show that much, because every time I wanted to watch the show, Kari texts me about any breaking news. I check in, and I won't mention, and somebody is, and there's a breaking news out of Washington or New York or something like that that takes over NBC. And
yeah. Well, we're on that time of day for a lot of things happen. I have the same issue, because I tape the show too. I tape it.
Right, because out in California, in Los Angeles, a car chase would interrupt the show. But here
sometimes
we have stuff connected with CNN and the major news networks of ABC, CBS, and NBC, where one thing that happens down in Washington and one thing that happens in New York, and they're on top of it.
Yeah. Well, that does happen, and you know, there's not a lot. That's in the history of Days. We've always been on in the middle of the day, and that tends to, because of the time difference, especially when things happen in New York or Washington, it kind of interrupts the show. But keep taping.
And,
you know, the nice thing now is that you have you can go
on
the internet.
Local,
so now
I can watch on the NBC app if I want to, but it's too bad that Pop dropped Days, because that could have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Because when they dropped SoapNet, that was a big mistake on SoapNet's part. Because you stated earlier, when everybody was turned back on the island after being killed off by Marlena, this was when same time SoapNet started broadcasting at night. And then when SoapNet went off the air to make way for Disney Junior, Pop grabbed it, and next thing you know, within a year, it's gone.
Yeah. No, I understand completely. No, it's but you know, hopefully in the future we'll find another outlet.
Yeah, well, maybe use USA or Bravo or one of the other Universal channels that are willing enough to do it.
Happy. We'd all be very happy about that if that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But listen, James, you've been a pleasure to talk to, and if I and I'll definitely will tweet out to Kyla that about this. I don't know. I mean, I heard a lot of rumors that this could be it for him, but I'm not going to just let give up something that might happen next week or by Christmas, because you never know what's going to happen, because maybe there'll be a Christmas miracle or something. And with Sierra coming back, that might be the one thing that might get Theo out of the coma.
Absolutely. Well, always, you know, as I said earlier, you know, write an email and all that to the writers and producers of the show, and let them know about your favorite characters. Let them know how much you enjoy Theo, and it does make a difference.
Right. Well, I've been writing a lot to the actors and telling them what I think. I'm not too wild about Claire hooking up with Tripp, but I understand with Sierra coming back how this could be a good idea for Theo if Sierra to reconnect with Theo. Unfortunately, this is not what I had in mind. But, like I said, if there's a Christmas miracle, maybe there might be one.
Yeah. Well, write the producers and the writers, because that's where the decisions are made, and it has an effect. It absolutely has an effect. There have been lots of decisions changed because fans said no, we don't want that to happen. We want this to happen.
Yeah, like I wasn't expecting Ron to just bring everybody back from the dead or just return people, but he just done that all of a sudden. So you never know.
Yeah,
and maybe there might be a possibility of a recast Stefano, since Joe is no longer with us, unless you can bring him back from the dead. But I doubt that's going to happen.
Well, I would too. I you know, I don't know for a fact, but Stefano is such an iconic character,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Mascola. Portrayal of Stefano is so singular and definite and clear that would surprise me. As I said, I have no idea, but I would be surprised at that.
Yeah, look what's going on right now with Kristen. She's
Irene
go from Susan to Kristen, so that's coming up.
Well, you know more than I do.
Read that out, but sorry.
Okay, Bobby, how is the time so Bobby died this is wrong? So, yeah. You know.
Okay.
You could write, though. So, I learn a lot from listening to fans of the show. I learn a great deal.
Yeah.
The fact that a lot of times the fans of the show have a greater historical memory of shows and characters and I've benefited from that. I've talked to fans more than a couple of times to ask them questions about what happened in the past. So,
you don't know how many times when there's a Hallmark Channel movie starring Allison or Jen Lilly that I told them to come back to Days, and look at what happened with both of them. Allison Sweeney is back on Days for now, and Jen Lilly is back on Days coming up next year. So sometimes I can work wonders, because I said a month ago to Aaron that maybe we'll see you back on Bowling Beautiful, and now he's back on contract.
That's great. Well, keep working your miracles and write the producers and the writers and let them know how you feel and what your opinion is, and that's a very valuable thing that fans can do.
Okay. Well, that's just some great advice, and I'll let you and Carly finish out your conversation, and I'll either hold or just stay quiet for now.
Okay.
Oh, you can be on, because you can be on this conversation.
I understand about Maggie because you text me and you talked about it earlier, and my thoughts and prayers are with her recovery and stuff like that. And hopefully,
she's been dealing with a migraine for the last 3 days.
Hopefully we'll see Maggie back on Friday if we have a show on Friday. So just keep me posted with that, Carly.
How are you feeling now?
Oh, me?
I'm feeling fine.
No, that was Maggie who had the headache. Me? I know this weekend I really said this was my voice, and now the Seahawks are not playing hopefully on Sunday
yeah.
then. But if they do play that, I'm screwed. But, okay, I have some things I've been meaning to ask you about with from the headline kind of thing. What do you
sure.
think of the Thursday night football stuff? Or do you think that Thursday night football needs to go away?
I actually think it needs to go away. I have two thoughts about it. One is that probably it needs to go away just because the safety of the players. That's a very short week and a very short turnaround, and we need to think about that. However, somebody suggested something a couple weeks ago. I was listening to one of the sports shows, and someone suggested that keep Thursday night football, but you build it around the bye week. And I know they usually
mm-hmm.
do the bye week after. Game, but if you build it so that they're coming, that they have a little more time leading up to that, and then more time after, which can be done, because you're not losing. You're not really losing a game. You're only losing one if you build in a bye week after and a bye week before.
Right.
So if you know, and I know money's behind everything, but
mm-hmm.
The NFL is talking about the health of the players. But then if you remember a couple years ago, unfortunately nobody talked about this lately, they had wanted to play 18 games instead of 16. And that's
ridiculous. Right.
Yeah, at this
yeah.
time of the season, how many hurt quarterbacks do we have walking around? I mean, it's just, you know, it's not walking around, actually. So I think it's a time to take a real deep look at the Thursday night games and maybe get rid of them.
Right.
Well, yeah, and my other football-related.
I just wanted to say that
mm-hmm.
the Dolphins would have had a bye had it not been for the hurricane this weekend, because they
yep.
played
yep.
primetime on Thursday
right.
night, primetime
oh.
on Sunday night, and primetime on Monday night.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And I just feel that the NFL really has to look at and basically put their money where their mouth is and really start looking at health issues as opposed to just talking about it.
Well, true. Oh, by the way, I looked up. Yes, we are playing this weekend. We are playing Sunday. Crap. Against the Rams. I'm sorry, I should not say crap, but
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Crap for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you
but my other...
I don't know if they've done this yet, but they're still sticking with the Eagles Seahawks in prime time, and I don't know if they're going to flex out and give the Rams Cardinals game a chance, or give the Panthers Saints game from 4:25 to 8:00 local time, as far as the Sunday night game in a couple weeks. So I'll find out as soon as you will, and I'll just get back with you on that, Carly.
Okay. The question I've been dying to ask you, Zane, what did you think about the players taking, you know, the knee? What did you think about that? When that was happening? You know, when the players were, you know, taking the knee for the national anthem, what is your thoughts on that?
You know, in my mind, that has been people have completely misunderstood what that's about. That's not a protest
mm-hmm.
against national anthem. It's not a protest against. It's not a protest against anyone. It's a protest to call attention to issues of inequality and issues of police action and issues of reform that's needed in the country's prisons, but it's mostly about inequality. I'm a Marine Corps. It's not a protest against the flag. It's not a protest against the national anthem. It's about drawing attention to issues that need attention to be drawn to them. And we have a First Amendment in this country, and that allows us to question and to protest. And it is, above all, And this is what frustrates me when I hear people criticizing it. It's above all a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
And so I get frustrated when I hear people get so upset about the protest. It's not a protest. It's to draw attention. It is a protest.
Yep.
But it's a protest against inequality. It's not a protest against the flag or against this country or against the national anthem.
Right. Right. Because look at what happened in London earlier this year, with players kneeling during the U.S. national anthem, but standing
yep.
up during the British national anthem, or what happened to Marsha Wint in Mexico City, kneeling
yeah.
during the American national anthem and standing up during the Mexican national anthem, and
yeah.
and he's a former Seahawk, so I wouldn't expect him to do something like this. I mean this is not going back to Colin Kaepernick's situation or anything like that. Because look where Colin is now; he's just
yeah.
waiting for somebody to pick him up.
And that's unfortunate too, because people, again, I think people are misunderstanding the situation. It's also, we have to remember,
because I'm sorry, James, because I'm looking at Monday Night Football, and they stopped doing the national anthem and just gone to a piece
yeah.
and then gone straight to the game. I just thought to myself, it might have something to do with the kneeling and stuff like that, but I don't want
it does.
I'm protesting with them.
Yeah. Well, it does have to do with the anthem. They don't want to show it on TV, and I think that's fine. To be honest, we don't need to nobody is standing in their living room, or very few people anyway. So
right. If they want to, just go straight to the coin toss versus the anthem, or keep the anthem and coin toss and just have as enjoyed it, and just limit the number of commercials you have in your pregame and the actual game
mm-hmm.
itself, so it can go
yeah,
by fast.
You have to understand, this is not about the anthem. Too often we talk about the anthem, and this is not about the anthem. It's not about the flag. It's about real injustices that are
mm-hmm.
happening, and that people are just trying. They're just simply trying to draw attention to it, so that we actually talk about the issues. The issue is not the flag. The issue is not the anthem. I personally stand. That's how I feel. I always stand during the anthem, and I always stand, and I put my hand over my heart when I do stand. But that's a personal choice. However, my sympathies are with those that take a knee. I understand what they're protesting, and that's where my sympathy lies. But that doesn't mean that I choose to protest in the same way. And that's where I think we're, as Americans, we should be supportive of the First Amendment and the Constitution, and people that choose to peacefully protest. And I don't see anything wrong with it. I think sometimes doing it in a foreign country is somewhat questionable, but I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to emphasize the right to protest.
Right.
And
I understand what the president said, and I just kind of would disagree with what
mm-hmm.
he said about the owners. But it's up to the NFL and up to Roger Goodell what he wants to do. And you can understand why some owners are mad with him.
There's a First Amendment, and they are peacefully
yep.
protesting. They're not doing anything that harms anybody.
No, and after what happened in Vegas with my Michael Bennett, and then they want to call him a liar, that's, that, I'm like, okay, I get why they are doing that. After it happened to Bennett, for me, it could happen to any other player. And if it wasn't...
Multiply that by thousands. But, these are issues that we really should talk about, and people should think about, and people should be open about. And that's the important thing. And we shouldn't get distracted by who should take a knee and who shouldn't take a knee, because that's not
exactly
the point. That's what people need to understand. So many of those people that are, so many of those players that are doing that are people that are extraordinarily supportive of this country, extremely patriotic, very grateful for. As I said, I support their protests, but I'm a veteran. I've donned our uniform. I fought for our country.
Mm-hmm.
How dare anyone tell me that I don't have the right to peacefully protest?
Mm-hmm.
If I took up arms, then I would be completely wrong. But to peacefully protest, absolutely. And we all do that. We all have issues that we find that are disabled, that other people do, that our government does, that our work does, that our school does. But most of us will peacefully protest, and that should be encouraged, not discouraged.
Exactly. And before we let you go, because the Lakers, wait, you're a Laker fan, right?
I am.
Okay, good. I thought I read that before, and I think you need to become really good friends with Magic Johnson. And then somehow I could get a Magic on my show. Hey, I went with the Eddie who did the PQ golf tournament a couple of years ago before we met.
Uh-huh.
And I go, okay, you need to do it. You need to do it this year. And he goes, okay, sweetie, how am I supposed to? You need to be invited. And I go, call up and get yourself invited. I mean, but my question is, with the Lakers, are you worried about the season? Or are you thinking this is going to be a great season for the Lakers?
No, I'm not worried about the season. I think this is part of the overused term in the NBA is the process. I think Magic has done a tremendous job since he's been the head of the team, and I love what he's doing. I love how he's restructuring the team. I really like this young talent. I think Lonzo Ball is going to be a tremendous player. Kyle Kuzma, what a fine he is.
Lonzo Ball is going to be a good player as long as his dad doesn't get involved in any more issues with the family happen.
I do not disagree with that at all. I think his father needs to just shut his mouth, let his son, who says it's wonderful, everybody loves his son, and let his son play basketball. But I completely agree with you. His father needs to keep his mouth shut.
Exactly. And my final question, and Bobby, be quiet for 1 second. Okay, so Thanksgiving Thursday. Deeds is not on Thursday and Friday, so Carly won't be happy. But, so do you cook, or does your wife cook, or does your wife tell you things, get out of the kitchen before I kill you? So.
No, I do most of the cooking when we have Thanksgiving. This year we'll be out of town with family, and so I just stopped cooking to come and call you, so I'm in the middle of making a couple dishes. I do most of the
Wow. You know, they should give you a show for the Food Network. No, so for Thanksgiving, because you guys are going to be away, do you like it when you guys are away for Thanksgiving, or do you guys like it when you're home?
That's a very good question, actually. That's a really good question. I think it just depends. We have been away. We will be away this week, but it'd be with family, so it's not quite like away with strangers. When I was in the Marine Corps when I was 17 years old, and so early in life, I had a lot of holidays that I wasn't home for. I'd spent Thanksgiving away, I spent Christmas away, a lot of major holidays. So I've been used to that. I've traveled a great deal for the USO and Armed Forces Entertainment over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been away in a lot of the fascinating places for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, I think it depends. And I enjoyed every one of those moments. It just depends.
Yeah. Well, see, my mom and dad have 4 kids. Even though if they had me first, I think they would have stopped, because my mom says I'm like 3 people. So, but now that like my sister is out of town, my brother lives in Idaho, my little brother's going to Oregon, and my mom and dad are going to see their best friend, and my mom goes to me today, you sure you don't want to come with us? I go, Mom, I can sleep in, watch the parade in peace, and then if you so desire to bring me something afterwards, that's fine, but, you know, it's weird. I think as us growing up, my mom and dad did not have that much money growing up, so we had turkey
right.
for 4 weeks. 4 weeks we had turkey, like all the leftovers. Everything was made like, oh, yeah, it was horrible. And then we had turkey at Christmas, too. And about 15 years, no, 10 years ago, my older brother and I sat, my mom and dad go, okay, we can take turkey for Thanksgiving. We cannot do this for Christmas. We can't. So now for Christmas, whenever, who's ever home, we do the whole prime rib, which is really good. You know, because when you already done the turkey, you really want to have another turkey. Yes, so I have been scarred by turkey. You know, it's very traumatic,
yeah,
but
yeah.
yeah. You know, and now
well,
you guys are good. Empty. You and your wife.
I guess you're not having turkey that day.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is if anyone called me before 9, Bobby David, that, you know, there might be, you know, not, I am not a morning person at all. So if you wake me up, you better be dying, because if you're not, it's not going to go.
I won't do that.
You know?
I won't do that.
Good, but James.
Unless they interrupt the Bethlehem General Hospital, then I might have something to say.
I know, Bobby. But, James, we would love to have you back, you know, like springtime and talk about. Would you do it?
Oh, sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely. No, we
you know, because I...
We hit, like,
well,
once a year all the time.
Yes. I mean, yes, because once a year we'll be in 2018. See how I can mess things. No, see, I've been getting myself in trouble because you, Wally, Zayeti, Kristoff are my guides, right? And... you should admit that to the other guys on the show, like I stupidly did. And Zay Eddie goes, one day he goes, so is Kristoff over me, or is James Brenner over me, or what? What's going on in your mind? And I go, no. I mean, but, yeah, oh, that's what I was supposed to do. Zay Eddie told me to tell you hi.
Yes,
you know, he loves, yeah,
30
he, yeah, well, he went away from Hollywood for a little while, and now he's back, and I've been trying to get him back in daytime, and, you know, and I was sorry you guys lost A. Martinez this year, because...
Yes, me too.
I am still upset over it, but because I convinced A to come back to daytime, and look what happened. He comes back, and he's gone. So now I have to do my magic on some other show for him. But, you know,
well,
I love this.
Isn't he in,
I love
is he
the
in
moments. Yes.
Is he in prison?
In prison.
Oh, so he can always get out of prison. He can always get out of prison and come back. That could happen.
Well, yeah.
You know, I got to tell you that, yes, I'm a big fan of A's. I think he's just a tremendous actor, and we've known each other for a long, long time as well. And
I didn't know that.
We've known each other for years since he was on Santa Barbara. But the... Mm-hmm. We love Longmire. We're addicted to Longmire. So
yes.
I'm recommending all your listeners to watch Longmire. It's just tremendous.
And it's the last season.
Yeah.
Which is bad, sad, you know, but we love you. And you know what? We cannot wait to see more of the storyline. And I have a feeling that Abe is going to be a grandfather by someone. I mean, that's been rumors. I'm just, and I know you cannot, you know, say anything, you know, but, you know, oh, and you and Ollie, Nicole. I love the Nicole and Abe scene that we finally got.
Are you?
Yes,
we did.
That was amazing. You know?
We always thought that there was a slim possibility that Abe might have been her father, you know, because her brother is Abe's son. And so we were very happy to have those scenes.
Well, yeah, and, you know, where is Brandon? Brandon needs to come back. You know, his family needs
That's
him.
Correct.
And I just,
yeah.
You know, like, but I am glad they gave you a doll. I love Lainey. I love Lainey and Abe's relationship. I love it. You know, but we really don't know who her mother is. I mean,
you're absolutely right. Well, we'll have to, there are lots of secrets to be revealed out there.
Oh, believe me, I know, because when Wally was on, I tried to lawyer Wally up when he was on, because he said to me was that on my anniversary, so, you know, I've been doing, being a lawyer all day in Days of Our Life, because I have to, you know, help a woman, you know, away from murder. And you know what? Why did he have to tell me that? Because since then, I've been naming every woman on the side of my head. And you know, there are some good things to be 6 months ahead, but not. But all I got to say is, Deeds of a Life, better do the Christmas episode, because people look forward to that all year away. You know, with the whole thing. Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I don't know if Abe will go, but, you know, I just think it's the history of the soul. And all of you guys are the history of the soul. And, you know, really, I think they need to put the Houghton's Grill, Houghton, Brady, Carver's Grill, Kiriakis, but not DeMille. I think that might go.
Yeah.
I think that might be cute. Yes.
That could be cute. Yeah.
Yeah, but we better let you go. What are you making, by the way? What are you cooking?
Well, I'm just taking a couple dishes up with me to they're making most of the food, but I'm making an apple cobbler and what else am I doing? A baked corn dish. So I'm making those two things.
You know, there's a recipe out there. I don't cook, but I found someone telling me there's a recipe for apple cobbler with brandy in it. So, but thanks for coming on, and we love you, and we're going to keep on telling Carla Bali and Ken Corday that they are doing the right thing by having Abe back on so much, because when you're not on for like a month, I am bitching about it. And so is Maggie. We are
Abe.
Let
them know. I appreciate that. And thank you. Thank you very, very much for your support. And to everybody, thank you so much for all of your support. I really do appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and
well,
we cannot wait.
Well, you have a good night, James, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yep, and we cannot wait to have you back on. We love you. And tell everyone, tell everyone there that we are the fans are happy about the storyline. The fans are intrigued. The fans are finally getting some emotional payoff. So please let everyone today know that finally we are seeing some emotion. And I just think it's like a wonderful time to be on Days of Our Life.
That's so wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. And we are having a wonderful time doing this story as well. It's so emotional, and sometimes when you say words like we're having a great time or we're so happy to be doing this, I know it's sort of counterintuitive, but the truth is we feel so good about what we're doing, and I'm glad to know that the audience is enjoying it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I got my grandma back watching it, and she called me and she goes, "Poor Abe." I go, "I know, Grandma. Everything's gonna be okay, Grandma." But no, she watched you from day one. She watched Days of Our Life from day one. But it's funny. I'm the one that knows everything even before I was born. I know the dates, things. So, it's a generation thing. But we better let you go. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. And remember, it's
okay to fall asleep after the turkey and wake up and then have more turkey, because they are finding that turkey does make people sleepy. They are finding...
I heard that, yes.
So have a great night.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Right, have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye. You take care. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was
okay,
a great interview. And Carly, I agree with you on what you said in the open. If James doesn't get an Emmy, I don't know what would happen. If the show doesn't get Show of the Year, I don't know what happened. I mean, I give credit to what General House was doing, but this ain't nothing compared to what's going on now on Days.
Well,
I'm enjoying Days. I bet you am.
We
go to the bank. Yeah.
But
yeah.
As I told James earlier, the other day when I was looking at Instagram and Twitter and saw Jen Lilly coming back today, so I thought, first of all, this has got to be a joke by Jen Lilly because she likes to play jokes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I found out this was true. So I'm just happy that she's coming back. So everything's right. Now if only we can get R.N. Zucker back as Nicole and just have at least her daughter play Holly, then I think everything will be right with the world.
Yeah, you also got Vivian coming back, too. Vivian Alamein, my favorite character. Love Vivian. Vivian Alamein, she's coming back.
Vivian is coming back, and when we were on the phone with James, breaking news, you guys, the Cassidy, Song Cassidy, or one
David,
of them.
David Cassidy.
Yeah, he died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today, like 7 minutes ago.
I'm sorry about that.
As 67.
Right.
Bobby, you are aware that you have made my whole year when you told me about the dental hospital thing?
Well, that is anything to March, and like I said earlier, I'll email you tomorrow afternoon the information about it as soon as you're done watching GH, because I'm probably going to be watching in preparation for Jen Lilly's return in May on Days, a couple of her Hallmark Channel movies that she has there. But another person I really want to see back on Days besides Orion Zucker is probably Molly Burnett, because we haven't heard much from Molly, and I know she was on GH for a month as Maxie when Tristan Storms was out with her skin condition last year, but that's not enough.
Well, true.
But she
can make
deals to get storyline, best storyline that time.
Before we go, guys, who is... All right, Thanksgiving is on Thursday, so what is everyone doing?
I'm going to see the movie Star, and I'm going to have Thanksgiving with a friend of mine because my parents are on a cruise right now. They went to Mexico, Haiti, and Jamaica.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, that is awesome. What about you, David?
I'm just watching Thanksgiving Day for like always and have dinner with the family.
Oh.
And since GH is a rerun, I'm probably not going to bother looking at it because I don't know what Nathan has scheduled up. If he had rescheduled last week's episode that got interrupted in Chicago and New York and Raleigh-Durham markets because of this person's trip that he had written on, or we're going to have a Thanksgiving episode from years past, or episode with Cameron Brown as Carly from years past.
No, Jason Gabriel is interrupted as who Donald Trump. Now he didn't get interrupted in Florida.
You know what?
Oh, episode with Sean.
You know what? Okay. You know, I want to see that guy indicted so badly, you two. And does he need to go? He needs to go. And you know what? After him throwing the paper towels at the Puerto Rico, come on. He has done so many, you know, bad things. But before I let you guys go, okay, one, what do you guys make about all these Harvey Weinstein and all this? What is everyone thinking?
It's just crazy. I don't know what to say. I have no comment with that. I just think every other day there's some new celebrity involved. I have no comment in that because I try best not to pay attention to CNN or anything.
You know
or
what?
The thing is
that women have been so scared for over 30 years to say what happened to them. They don't come forward because they think no one's going to believe them. And, you know, which is really sad that we all, you know, in a place like that right now. But I understand why things are happening like this. I get it. As a woman, I get it. You know, and I know guys might not get it, but I just believe that, you know, if something bad is happening, and they need to address it. You know, I mean, to tell women that, oh, you're making it up, you know, 20 years ago. To go after Gwyneth Paltrow, go after all these A-listers, and they could not say anything. You know, back then, oh, they were never booked in Hollywood. And so I just want you guys to, you know, realize that. You know, there's a lot of fearfulness, you know, that's really coming down with this.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
You know, and okay, before we go, what is you guys' favorite Thanksgiving stuff?
I like the sweet potato casserole.
Oh, what about you, David?
Definitely cranberry stuff.
Really?
I love stuffing.
Okay, I am, you know, the only one I really love is mashed potatoes and, stuffing and dinner rolls. Everything else, you know, I mean, did you guys hear what's going on with Dish Network? Megan cannot get CBS or Pop because of what what's going on that, you know, which is crazy. So
well,
please, you guys.
Yeah. Well, especially with
yeah,
the same thing too with Nickelodeon and. Because I wanted to watch the original Full House sometime. I wanted to watch SpongeBob sometime, you know, because I wanted the kid in me to come out. I don't want to watch a blank screen because Spectrum had issues with with Nickelodeon or BET or any of these other networks that are run by the company. And because I saw this for a while last month.
Yeah, I saw it, that this is now Channel 4, and yeah, I saw it.
Well, you guys, you know what? I just want you guys to just Twitter this for Maggie. You know, Maggie needs it. So,
I'll
keep Twittering.
I'll be on CBS Sports Facebook page immediately tomorrow.
Yep,
yeah,
and
yeah.
So what are you guys?
Chicago, not New York. And Chicago and New York.
Oh, they had that TV. I just had this. Oh, well.
So, yes, okay. Yes, and are you guys, what are you doing for the rest of the night?
Well, I'm about to go to bed because I got to get up early in the morning, but then do a little house clean before Thanksgiving. So, I got to go to bed.
Yeah,
Monster Truck and my dialysis. So.
Wait, what?
I can watch a little bit of TV. Got me in the morning, shift on Dallas, so I get a bit of coffee.
And all I got to say is, before we, let go, I am so glad Steve Burton is back. Now seeing the storyline, I'm enjoying it. And so do you think this is a real Jason? I do.
I did too. I
think that's
going to
be interesting.
Character.
But now we have an issue here with two Carlys now. Because
Sarah Brown is playing different characters.
Bobby, no, we don't.
Yeah, that's right. She's playing different characters.
Oh, Bobby, we don't have a thing about two Carlys. Where did you read that, Bobby?
She's playing different characters.
Actually, I realized that Tamara is playing a different character.
And Lola White is the best jam actress to play who? So before you say, Bobby, the thing of two, Carly, don't. You're saying this to the wrong person. I wasn't a big fan of Tamara in the Carly role.
Well, I
wasn't
too crazy about
Lola
her as Ava back in the day. I mean, I was a little upset that Michelle Stafford had to beat her out for the Daytime Emmy back in the day, but she got the last laugh when she won her Emmy, not as Carly, but as Ava on Days.
You know what, bud? Ask anyone that knows me. Lola White owns that role. Lola White is Carly. You know what? And you know what? Yeah, great having Tamara back. I don't care. You know, I don't care because... And Steve, that is Jason. And for all those years that Jason was gone, I get. And Billy Miller will be, playing Drew. So I just think, this is a really good storyline. And,
it reminds me of what happened on the internet, One Life to Live With, Roger Hedell being Todd and Trevor St. John being Victor.
Yeah, but, I don't care. We got Steve back as Jason. I don't care. I mean, I thought it was not going to work, but it's working. So,
I knew he was the real Jason all the time. Listen, it's getting late for me, so I better be getting off the phone, and want to wish you, David, wish Maggie if she's listening, and wish you, Carly, a happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully we'll get together again Friday night. Just text me or call me, Carly, and let me know what's going on. All right, have a good night.
Okay, night, guys.
Bye.
Night.